Well, the first thing that you look for is certainly he can score a goal. And for the last couple of years, he's been, for me, one of the best players in the Championship in his position. He gets forward, runs forward, a bit creative. And if the one thing we're a bit guilty of is that creation, you know, somebody with a little bit what he's got. So he had all the attributes, he's the right age. And more importantly, he wanted to come here. You know, we've had to beat a bit of competition. And we're delighted we've got him on board. He's going to be a really good acquisition for us because of what he's got is something that we've been lacking.
Mm-hmm. And is he a player that slots into a system that you've already got, or is it going to be a little bit of a change?
Well, look, systems defined by what we've got in the club at the moment, you know. And we, for example, we haven't got a naturally wide left player, you know, mm-hmm. because of what we've got. So he can come straight in. I mean, he's played in a 4-4-2. He's played in a midfield three. He's probably his strength is in a midfield three where he can get forward and score the goals, which, hey, we witnessed him here at Villa Park. Yeah. You know, he scored here in the last minute, if you remember. So he can play a few positions, not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and all the other speculation of the deals, Hurahane, et cetera, Jordan Rhodes, I can't think of them all off the top of my head. But
yeah, I mean, we've made an inquiry and we've made a bid for the boys of Barnsley. So we're just hoping to hear something back from that one. I have to say, Jordan Rhodes looks as if it's run its course.
Right.
So I don't think that'll be happening. And apart from that, very little else to talk about.
Mm-hmm. If you get the deals, hopefully, that you've got still got your irons in the fire done, do you think that would give you the impetus and the injection that you would need to get to where you want to?
We hope so, because we've had a struggle the last 2-3 weeks. You know, we've lost back-to-back games in the Championship, which has set us back a little bit. But we're never going to give up hope. We're Aston Villa. We can't. And look, we're 10 points behind it, wherever we are, with practically half a season to go. So if they can give us an impetus, then great, because we'll never give up on it. We've got to try and make a charge if we can. Are we capable of it? Let's hope so.
Just on the transfer, Steve, because we're going to do a separate piece about the game. Just on the transfers, are you getting your first choices? And how difficult is it for a manager when you have to go down the list and pick number two or three?
Well, certainly when we were looking in the midfield area, you know, we were looking for somebody who can score a goal from midfield. And certainly Henry fits that bill. So he was always right high up on the choice. And of course, running out the contract in the summer always gives the buy-in club that little bit of leverage, because, let's be fair, football clubs don't want to lose their assets when they can walk away for free. So that is there. And the same goes for Hurahan too. You know, he's a very, very, very decent midfield player, and he's something that we'd like to bring into the building as well.
And you've brought Gabriel Bonhoeffer back into the fold, if you like, and you've also given Ross McCormack more game time than he's had maybe previously. What's it going to take to get the best out of those players?
Well, you know, Gabby, I think Gabby's only started three games.
Yeah,
he's only started three full games, and I've seen enough in them three full games. Look, he might not be the Gabby Agbonlahor he was 8 years ago or 7 years ago. We understand that. But at the moment, because of the situation with the two lads abroad, then, you know, Gabby has done everything he possibly can. He's trying his best. He's tried to get him in some sort of physical condition. He certainly looks better, but I'm under no illusion. He's been out for that long and just shunned aside for that long, then it's difficult for the lad. But he wants to try and do it. He wants to try and resurrect it. Three games, I don't think, is enough to judge him on. You know, let's say after 13 games, and see if he can still, and I'm pretty convinced that he can still be an asset to us. And let's be fair too, he's got still an 18-month contract to go. Mm. So it's up to me to try and get the best out of him and see if we can get him flying again. Mm.
And again, like Leeds in many ways, your home form is going to be tested. Preston are a side in form and in a good position in the league.
Good side. Very, very decent Championship side. Larry's got himself a really group of honest players who make it very, very difficult for you. They've had some really good results. They turned over Brighton last week. They were very unlucky in the cup against Arsenal. Very, very unlucky. On the DVDs and that we've seen of them, they're a very well organised, very, very good championship team. Exactly what the championship is, Preston coming or that, you know, where maybe not really any individual standout players, but as a group, they take you to the limit.
Just finally from me, would you like to see your side? I know, I think you talked about the mentality earlier, and certainly after the Wolves game. Own a game, get aggressive, maybe get sent off, go through a play. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Show a little bit of blood and guts.
Look, I think for this club and any club, really, supporters forgive anything if they see that. And it's certainly something which I ask or demand. Otherwise, in the end, you don't play for me. If I don't feel as if, you know, that they were totally committed. And look, there's been many problems we keep talking about, and, you know, it's been put together, half a team and a lot of arrivals and this, that and the other, and change too often. Eventually, we will get the team that people want to see. And I'm aware of exactly what you're saying, Mark. I don't want people sent off, but, you know, I've had 20 years in the game, and the one thing I would like to think of is, you know, a team of mine has to be a team that rolls up its sleeves and has a go. Of course you're going to get beat now and again. That's part of football. But if you roll your sleeves up and have a go and you're not quite good enough, we were Tottenham, for example. We weren't quite good enough to beat them. Maybe not. But the least they rolled up the sleeves, made a cup tie of it and got stuck into it. And it's when you throw in the Cardiff away or the Norwich away, then we're all rightly to be questioned. And that's something I'm aware of. And it's something that I'll do my damnedest to put right.
Still on that, Steve, you've always had an identity, and I'm thinking of the Huddlestons, the Damien Johnsons, the Robbie Savages. You've always had that sort of play around you. Have you got enough of those here? Not good players, ability, but have you got enough of those with that mental attitude?
Well, it's all about a team, Tom. It's all about a team and how the team performs. And you're right, over the years, the one thing I require is when I go to bed on a Friday night, is knowing what I'm going to get. And I have to say, yeah, this has to be a question mark at the moment, especially away from home, when we go to Cardiff, Norwich, and two, three others, and I've been here 3-4 months now, where you do question and think, where'd that come from? You know, the Saturday before, we've done really, really well, played well, won convincingly, and then we go on a Tuesday night somewhere and really don't show up. And that is a problem which I have to address, and eventually I would hope I'll get it right.
You always said, didn't you, that no matter how bad a day you're having, you can still run around and get stuck in.
Well, everybody has a... Look, nobody wants to go on a pitch on a Saturday and play poorly in front of 40,000, 30,000 people. But sometimes it happens. We all play poorly. But, you know, the one thing you require then is to just do the basics. Do the basics well. Run around for your teammates. Compete and do your utmost to help your teammate. Might be not your day with the ball or whatever, but make sure you contribute to the team and do the basics. And if we are guilty of something, it's that we're, you know, maybe a team of individuals and not a team just yet. So we'll have to keep addressing that and keep working on it.
You're looking for desire, I think that's the word, which is better than hard work. It's a little bit more desire. Have you got the desire?
I think with desire, it can be showed in many ways. You can go through the back of somebody and stupid and all the rest of it. The one thing that this club deserves, like any other club, is they see a pride in their team and they associate with that. And let's be fair, this is a big working class city, Birmingham. And the one thing they want to see is the team roll up their sleeves a bit and just do the basics. Yes, okay, they'll forgive if you're not quite good enough. And that's what we're trying to achieve. And eventually, I'm pretty convinced we'll get there.
Is anybody close to falling by the wayside?
Oh, Tom, what a question that is. Look, there's always moves. And I'm sure, you know, there'll be one or two out. I mean, like Ali Sissoko, for example, has gone this week. And I'm sure there'll be a couple more too.